Siyababingelela ke bonke abazalwane ngegama lenkosu Jesu.
We greet all the brethren in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Kuzo zonke indawo lapho bethamele khona inkonzo siyajabula ukuthi sifike lolu suku lomkhonzo uNkulunkulu sindawonye.
Wherever we are gathered listening to the service, we thank the Lord that we can be together like this.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasibusisa ke ngobukhona bakhe lokho asibekele khona namhlanje sikwazi ukuthola sikusebenzise kungene ezinhlizweni zethu.
May the Lord bless us with his presence, and that which we receive, may it be of help as we walk with him. Shall we pray?
Nkulunkulu wethu siyakumema ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu ngaleli thuba nje osinikeza lona usibusise Nkosi Jesu ngobukhona bakho.
Our Lord, we invite you. May you be with us as we are gathered and bless us with your presence.
Busise umculo wekhwaya Nkosi Jesu ube sibusise ubusise nezwi lakho futhi elizoshunyelwa kithi siyacela ngomsa wakho.
Lord, we pray that you would bless the singing of the choir to us and bless your word, and we ask this in your name.
Konke sicela ngokwethemba igama lomfeli wethu Jesu Kristu.
We ask all of this trusting in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Khwaya izocula amacula bemathathu ke lesijalimane lesingisi sigcine ke lesizulu lesijalimane likhuluma ngokuthi ngiyakubonga Nkosi ukuthi ngigcinile wangisiza yonke leminyaka waba kanye nami wahamba kanye nami wangilekelela uNkulunkulu wangisiza ungeqisa ezintabeni nasemagqumeni ungisindisa uNkulunkulu ungilekelela ngiyalibabaza igama lakho ngiyakudumisa uyinkosi yamakhosi ngiletha lonke udumo esandleni sakho sengicela ukuthi ungisize ke Nkosi nakulesi sikhathi esisasele leni kwami ngiseselapha emhlabeni ungigcine Nkosi Jesu ube kanye nami ngomsa wakho ungilekelele lesingisi sibonga uNkulunkulu ngokuthi ubaba wathumela inkosi uJesu Kristu uba ize emhlabeni izofela izono zethu bese sithi siyabonga Nkosi Jesu nangokuvuma kwakho uba uze emhlabeni sesicela nje usisize ke sinyathelo nesinyathelo manje esiphambi kwethu ube kanye nathi usilekelele ngaso sonke isikhathi gcineke lesizulu lafika ivangeli.
Choir will sing three songs. German song, where we thank the Lord that he cares for us every day. He has been with us, he has helped us through many difficulties. And what we ask is to have the Lord's peace in our life. And we praise him and we thank him for everything that he has done, how he has been with us, and that's why we also ask that his blessing be on our life. English song is Thank You God. And then the Zulu song, we sing that the gospel came. It came through our Lord Jesus Christ. And it saved us from our sin. It saved us from the hatred that was in our heart, the stubbornness and our pride. And we thank the Lord. We praise him for what he has done. The Lord has worked amongst the young men, amongst the young ladies, amongst the children. So why don't you also come? The Lord invites you. May you come. May he save you, and may he work in your life, and we praise him and we honor him for what he has done. Schenke uns Freiheit.
Ngibingelela nonke ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
We greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Manibona ikhwaya la ingaphelele abanye baphumile bahambile baye emagantsheni ala imishini.
You see that the choir was not complete. There are those that went to the different branches of the mission.
Nathi ke sithanda ukubonga kakhulu ukuthi sihambe kahle la.
And we want to thank the Lord. We went well when we went to Malawi.
It
was the first time that at the branch of the mission, there was an engagement. It went very well. The Lord is blessing that branch. And the work is continuing.
The
government there is very thankful. There is a school. The people there have employment. They are very thankful.
Saphinda futhi nakho besibuyela manje futhi kwaba nomthembiso kwahamba kahle kakhulu khona.
The Lord has helped us. We were there to open the church and now we are there for an engagement.
Ushukuthi ke engupaulile nje noma esakupaulayo sixoxa emva komthembiso sabona mase sephuphumile inkonzo basala abantu balungisa.
And we noticed, after we spoke together after the engagement, how the people stayed behind to make their lives right.
Sabona futhi lapho ubaba Ngubane enzela inkonzo yabaculayo babeka umgomo ukuthi uma usekwayeni fanele ube nje awukhona lapho futhi basala balungisa.
And when Baba Ngubane held a service for those that sing, and teaching them that when you sing, this is what you must attain. And they stayed behind to make their life right.
Ebafundise ukuthi owethu umgomo uhamba kanjani, awukwazi ukuthi uthi uma uzocula kukhona into ephakathi kwakho ofanele ukuyilungisa. Qala uyilungise kuqala ngaphambi kube ume phambi kwekwaya.
And also that the foundations that are set out, that when you go to sing, you cannot come first make your life right and then you come and sing.
Lokho kwaba kuhle kakhulu ukuthi bathole nalezo funde njalo nalowo mgomo enjalo ukuthi awukwazi futhi ukucula ekwayeni ube usenentombi othandana nayo kodwa ubucula futhi ekwayeni noma ufunda isikole noma usifunda isikole.
And also wonderful to teach them the goals and what one attains to when you are singing, and as well that if you are a boy and you've got a girlfriend, whether you are out of school or in school, you cannot sing in a choir.
Wabenye kwabekwa la ukuthi uma kukhona izinto njengalezo, mhlawumbe unentombi ngaphandle noma uyafunda futhi isikole, khona lapho kufanele umenyezelwe lapho unqunywe ebandleni.
And also when it is known that you are either out of school or in school, but you have a girlfriend, then it must just come to an end that you are not in the congregation.
Sibakhumbuza nje ukuthi izwi lithi nokho isisekelo esiqinileyo sinalolu phawu lokuthi inkosi iyabaza bangabayo ngokuthi ngokudeda kokubi.
And the word that says the firm foundation has this seal that the Lord knows who are his and they have parted from all iniquity.
Ukuthi umuntu mayese bandleni noma esekwayeni njoba sasifika lapha sabayibeka isekelo umfundisi stekeni asishiye nazo asifundise zona.
And if you are in the congregation or you are in the choir, there are those foundations that the Reverend Stegen taught us.
Ngoba ngisho uPaul uyagcizelela kwabaseKorinto ukuthi manga amakaqaphele ukuthi umuntu wakha kanjani kulesi sisekelo.
Even Paul in Corinthians, he says, take note how the person has built their foundation.
Ayi abantu bakhona ayi basahlonipha lento edlulele.
And really, the people there is just they respect this so much.
Kusho ukuthi nathi kwasithinta impela ukuthi eyi inhlonipho enje bashayigcinile abantu bakhona.
And the respect that they have, we see that the people of that area, they have kept it.
Uma sesihamba sesibuya ngithiwe ngubani usukwayibona nje intombazane egqoke ibhulukwe.
And when we came back, I said to Baba Ngubane, did you see one of the girls wearing a pants?
Ayi lutho.
Nothing.
And
all over there, you didn't see one girl with her pants on.
Fana noma sasilendiya ngaphawula futhi ayikho intombazane nje egqoke ibhulukwe. Ngaphawula futhi lokho ukuthi hey ayikho intombazane egqoke ibhulukwe.
And when Baba was in India as well, noted there was not one girl, one lady that had a pants on.
Kusho ukuthi ngisho begqoka basagqoka ngokufihla umzimba wabo. Futhi owesibili abagqoka amabhulukwe abagqoke lokho okufishane nokuveza nje umzimba ukuthi ubone ilani ukuthi umzimba bawuveze obala.
And the clothing that they wear is clothing to cover the body. It doesn't show the body, or wear these shorts or something that reveals the body. There's nothing like that.
Bekholwa bengakholwa kodwa sabuka nje edolobheni lakhona ukuthi abayenzi lento.
Whether they are believers or not believers, we saw it in that city, that town. None of them wear like that.
Nathi si kule yamnyaka kule lakithi ongeke uyibone nje intombazane igqoke ibhulukwe.
And with years gone by, even our country, you never saw a woman that had a pants on.
Aw kodwa namhlanje ke sekudedelekile.
Ah, but today it has just been let loose.
Noma umuntu ethi uyikholwa kodwa usegqoka ibhulukwe ewesifazane.
Someone says they are a Christian and yet they are a lady and they wear pants.
kushuthi noma siyalena ke eMalawi mesambe nobaba ngubane sahamba nobaba omncane ka lo Detlef no nobani umnomzana uFermark ngoba mina ngiyathanda ukuthi mangihamba abamhlophe ngiyabathanda ngoba angikaze ngibe nalo ubandlululo la ngaphakathi ngasindiswa ngemncane.
And when Baba went, he went with Baba Ngubane, went with Uncle Detlef and Mr. Vermaak as well. And Baba loves going also with the white people because from young, he never had apartheid in his heart.
And I love
to go with the white people because there's no discrimination
among us.
Oh, and they treated us so well as if we were one.
We
are thankful. As the choir sang, the gospel is going forth. We can see it is going into all the world. Now this coming Sunday, we will have an engagement here at home. Reverend Stegen would also sometimes say, now, will you guess who it is? Sometimes you'd ask Baba, just himself, and you say, it's so-and-so, and he goes, who told you? Kosnati Shezi, who's from Claridge.
Noba.
And who? With whom?
Lingakali Lombege Nonsindi so no nonsindi so kuboni.
Nonsindi so kuboni.
Kusanyewe kuchinjongoba umfane ngwale ntombazane ngale. At his boss, I seen go numbs and dal, Basabe shooting a corner goes over me, a zero lame, a mahambe, and I was a zonkel is in Dawoodi, guess on desire, says over num timbies.
As the man is from Claridge and the lady is from the area of Uncle Peter Dahl, now it has also been announced in those areas.
A Kuluaz, a mahambe, and Kumbuz and Jutisile. Emahambeni aw usabona sine nkonzo khona ngeminyaka yo 70s.
In the Mahambeni area, I was reminded we had services in the 70s.
Manje mahambeli imizi nomfundisi Newlands.
And we went into the different homes with Reverend Newlands.
Uthi masifika khona ke kwase sihloma itende lapha eMahambeni.
And then we came together, we put up a tent in that area. And then thereafter the choir also came. We took the tent, put a partition in the middle, the one side the men slept and the other side the ladies slept.
And
the Lord Jesus was in the heart. There's nothing like there is nowadays, that there are women this side and men that side.
And umfundisi uNewland umeme impumputhi ukuthi umfundisi njobe khulekela abantu.
And Reverend Newlands invited a blind man, a blind person, and said, as we are having services and people are being healed, please, I'm inviting you. And when the people were prayed for, and they were leading this blind man, and was prayed for,
and
Baba used to, if you would pray for a blind person, put his hand before his eyes, and if you'd go back, you say, he can see.
Hawu sathawu isiyabona impumputhe.
The blind person could now see.
And uba mfundisi wathi, "Ey Nkulunkulu ngisize nangu mfowethu unyule nje imemile impumputhe ngisize ukuthi mangikhulekela le mpumputhe ibone."
And Reverend Stegen had a prayer on his heart. He said, "Lord, here my brother has invited this blind person. Please, when I pray, will you heal that person
that they can see?
And the Lord was to do a miracle. Right there, they could see. And as well, a Tugela ferry brought a person carrying them, and right there, our sister Anna Greta said, "Oh, was amazed to see that person see." And fetching people from a bit further on, the truck was full, and there were two blind people that wanted to come, but the truck was full. That was at Cwaga.
Oh, manje masel boi loli lana nbona logo kulinganiswa ngoyedwa kanti zazimbili thina esasikhona. Awu khona lapho zathi impumputhe hawu sesiyabona base bebuza isikhathi bathi ngalesi sikhathi kuthandazelwa ngalesikhathi isikhathi kwenzeke ngasikhathi thini bona kwenzeke ngalesikhathi bathi ke thi nathi ke ngalesi sikhathi savuleka mehle.
And when the vehicle came back, the illustration we see here, there's only one person, but there were two, and they asked, "When did you receive your sight?" And they gave a certain time, and it was the time when the prayer was being done. And we were amazed, and we see God at work and the gospel at work in many different ways. Especially those that are possessed by evil spirits, those who are Satanists.
We ask
Baba Ngubane to please come and take the service for us.
Okokuqala nje angibonge kakhulu kubaba uMbuyazo ukuthi asenzele isingeniso ngendlela enze ngaso.
Firstly, I would like to thank Baba Dube for the way in which he has brought us the introduction.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukufakaza nokubona indlela asebenza ngayo.
We indeed thank the Lord for the testimony of how he is working.
Mangabungaboni cela uNkulunkulu akusize akupha amehlo okubona.
If you do not see, pray and ask the Lord to give you eyes that might see.
Ngoba kuyiqiniso lokho esikuzwayo, ungaba nawo amehlo kanti awuboni, uzwa ngapha nangapha, wena awuboni.
It's true, as we have said, you might have eyes. You hear left and right of things, but you do not see. A person like that is to be pitied.
Bayafika abantu la ngobuningi babo, khona bafika ngabodwana, khona bafika bengama groups ahlukeneyo. Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu nangakho lokho.
There are people that come in multitudes. There are those that come by themselves or with a group, and we thank the Lord for that.
Abanye baqhamuka la ezweni lakithi, abanye baqhamuka emazweni omakhelwane.
Some come from our country, some come from our neighboring countries.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngomuntu nomuntu ofikayo la ezothola ukusizakala.
We thank the Lord for each and every one that comes to get help.
Ithina sibona ukuhamba ivangeli ngaleyo ndlela umbuso kaNkuluNkulu wakheka ibhidlizwa imbuso kaSathane.
And through that we see the Lord working, we see the kingdom of the Lord being built, and that the kingdom of the evil one being destroyed.
Kwangathi ke sonke uma uNkulunkulu esebenza singahambisana naye. Sizwe lokho abafundi baka Jesu ababekuzwa behamba no Jesu.
May the Lord help us that when he is at work, that we might experience that which the disciples experienced going with our Lord.
Uma njoba tesizwa athi umuntu sengiyabona nomunye athi sengiyabona nomunye athi sekwenzeke lokho kimi nakuwe akube khona okwenzakalayo.
And as we have heard, if the one says, I see, another says, I see, another says, this has happened in my life, may it be so in your life as well. Maybe physically your body, you are healthy, but spiritually you are a corpse.
Asivule izwi lenkosi encwadini ngokaLuka isahloko sesikhombisa.
Shall we open God's word to the gospel according to Luke chapter 7?
Evangeli ngokaLuka isahloko sesikhombisa.
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 7, and we'll start reading from verse 36.
Kufundeka khona kanjena. Omunye wabafarisi wamema ukuba adle naye. Esengene endlini yomfarisi wahlala ekudleni.
Read this from verse 36. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at table.
Bheka kwakukhona emzini owesifazane oyisoni. Wathi esazi ukuthi uhlezi ekudleni endlini yomfarisi weza nomfuma wamafutha.
And behold, a woman of the city, who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment.
Wema emva ngasezinyaweni zakhe ekhala, waqala ukumatisa izinyawo zakhe ngezinyembezi. Wazesula ngezinwele zekhanda lakhe, wazanga izinyawo zakhe, wazigcoba ngamafutha.
And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment.
Kuthe umfarisi obememile ekubona wazindla wathi, uma lo ube ngumprofeti, nga emazi lo wesifazane amphathayo ukuba ungubani nokuba unjani ngokuba uyisoni.
Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner.
Ivesi lamashumi amane. UJesu waphendula wathi kuye, Simon, kukhona engifuna ukukhuluma kuwe. Wathi khuluma ke mfundisi.
Verse 40. And Jesus answered, and answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, say it, teacher.
Kwakukhona abantu ababili abanamacala kumtshekelisi kumtshelekisi othile icala lomunye lalingodanereyo abangamakhulu ayisihlanu elomunye amashumi ayisihlanu.
A certain money lender had two debtors. One owned 500 denarii and the other 50.
Bengenanto yokukhokha wabuyeke wabayekela bobabili ngumuphi kubo konje oya kumthanda kakhulu na.
When they could not pay, he cancelled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more?
USimon waphendula wathi, ngithi yilowo amyekele okukhulu. Wathi kuye, unqume kahle.
Simon answered, the one, I suppose, for whom he cancelled the larger debt. And he said to him, you have judged rightly.
Ephendukela kowesifazane wathi kuSimon, uyambona lowesifazane na? Ngingene endlini yakho awunginikanga amanzi ezinyawo kepha yena uzimatisile izinyawo zami ngezinyembezi wazesula ngezinwele zakhe.
Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair.
Awunganganga, kepha lo, ilokhu ngenile, akayekanga ukwanga izinyawo zami.
You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet.
Ikhanda lami awuligcobanga ngamafutha, kepha lo, uzigcobile izinyawo zami ngamafutha.
You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment.
Ngenxa yalokho ngithi kuwe izono zakhe eziningi zithethelelwe ngokuba uthandile kakhulu kepha othethelelwa kancane uthanda kancane.
Therefore I tell you her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little.
Wayesethi kuye, zithethelelwe izono zakho.
And he said to her, your sins are forgiven.
Ababehlezi naye ekudleni baqala ukusho phakathi kwabo ukuthi ngubani lo thethelela izono na.
Then those who were at table with him began to say amongst themselves, who is this who even forgives sins?
Kepha wathi kowesifazane, ukholwa kwakho kukusindisile. Hamba ube nokuthula.
And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Cela standards.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga Nkosi kuba nezwi lakho.
Lord, we thank you that we have your word.
Liyaphila limnandi enhlizweni.
It is alive and it is sweet to the heart.
Awu Nkosi siyacela ukuba lilethe ukuphila nakithi.
Lord, oh, may it bring life to us and to the one who is listening. Bless your word to us, Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Lendaba esesifundile inokuningi kakhulu.
The portion that we have read, there is so much in it.
Iningi ingcebo esifumanayo ezwini kaNkulunkulu.
So many riches that we find in God's word.
Kuningi okumnandi uma besolibukisisa izwi likaNkulunkulu bekuyophenduleka imibuzo eminingi abanye abanayo.
So much sweetness in God's word. If we would look at it earnestly, many would get many answers to their lives.
Kukhona abanye abajulukela izinto iminyaka bengayitholi.
There are those that are at work for years in their life, but they do not find it.
Kukhona abantu abangenakuthula iminyaka empilweni zabo futhi bengeke bakuthole okungcono ngaphandle kokuba bangabinakho ukuthula.
There are so many for years that do not have peace in their hearts, and now they just continue like that.
Kodwa iqiniso lilonke kukhona abaqhamuka esikhaleni nje bahwithe bathathe obengaqondene nabo.
And there are those that take a gap and they grab and take hold of that which is not actually theirs.
UJesu uthi ngoka John 4 verse 9, ngimele ukwenza umsebenzi walowo ongithumileyo kusese mina.
John 4 verse 9, the Lord Jesus says, I need to do the work of the one who has sent me while it is still day.
Kule ndaba esifundayo ngithola lapha abagqamileyo abantu ababili.
In this story, this portion that we have read, there are two prominent people.
Mangabe ngayithinta indaba kaJesu ngibuka nje abantu abathola ebebesemathubeni nokuba noJesu.
When I put Jesus aside and just look at the two people who had an opportunity to be with Jesus.
Nangu umFarisi, isazi imthetho, umfundisi, umemu Jesu ukuba zodla naye endlini yakhe.
Here is the Pharisee who knew the law, who was a teacher, invited the Lord Jesus to come and eat in his home.
Inhloso yakhe bekukuba abe noJesu ekhaya lakhe.
His goal was to have the Lord Jesus in his home.
Ngibona ukuthi naye watshela bonke abaseduze kwakhe, namhlanje ngifuna ukummema lo Jesu, ngifuna ukummemela kwami.
I see that he told everyone who was close to him, I have invited the Lord Jesus to be with me in my home.
Kodwa ngikuphawulayo lana indlela amema ngayo uJesu une agenda yakhe.
But what I notice here, the way he invites the Lord Jesus, he has his own agenda.
Khona kufunayo, khona afuna ukumbamba kukho, yikho ememile uJesu.
There is something that he wants to catch the Lord Jesus with. That's why he invited him.
Khona ufuna ukumbamba ngakho, khona ufuna ucinga iphutha azombamba ngalo.
He wants to catch him with something, wants to find a fault in him.
Makunjalo inhloso yakhe yokumema i wrong.
And if it is so, the whole reason why he invited the Lord Jesus was wrong.
Uma be inhloso yakhe ubememela ukudla ngoba efuna ukumbamba embekele unoxhaka uyophuma engazange sezakale.
And if his goal was to invite the Lord Jesus to trap him and just to eat in his house, he will not receive that.
Owesibili umuntu engifuna basemqaphelisise lapha ngizothi yilo somathuba yilona obengamenyiwe yilona obengaziwa yilona oqhamuka esikhaleni uzoma eduze kwenyawo kaJesu.
The second person is the opportunist, someone who was not invited and yet snatched the opportunity to be at the Lord Jesus' feet.
Izizwe ngizizwe ayifani. Abanye bakutshela kahle nje mawufika uze emzini yabo ungamenyiwe, bakutshele kahle ukuthi hayi awumenyiwe wena, suka la.
Nations are different. There are those that when you come and you are not invited, oh, they will tell you straight, go away, you are not invited.
Awu kulokho ngikhumbula amaJalimane ngaleya mnyaka mawungamenyiwe hayi amaJalimane alokho eshona ngapha nangapha
Bakubuzwa nje kahle uyapi? Omeyiwe lana wena.
And I'm reminded of the Germans. When you come to their home, you're not invited. They don't go this way or that way. They go straight to the point. You're not invited.
Bakutshela ukuthi omeyiwe usibanibani, 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 usibanibani uzohlala la, banibani ahlale la, banibani ahlale la. Uzohlala phi ke wena?
Say, the people who are invited are this, this, and this person, and this is where they will sit, so where will you sit?
Uyifundelewe zakho, shenxa, baleka, suka, omenyiwe.
Go, you are not invited, please, just go away.
Kodwa lapho sisebenza ivangeli, naphakathi kwamaJalimane, kwaphela lokho.
And when the gospel was at work, even amongst the Germans, that came to an end.
Bafunda manje ukuthi nobe ngamenyiwe, funda na ukuthi accommodate, umamukele, umthathe njengezivakashi, thokoze kanye naye.
And they learned that even though that person is not invited, welcome them, make them feel like the guest who was even invited.
Kwakuhluke kakhulu sasikubona kumaJalimane kunathi ngoba thina simenywa thina maZulu siyayimema sivele sifike nje.
We saw something very different in the Germans because we Zulus, we don't get invited, we invite ourselves, we just pitch up.
Mase ngifikile awukwazi ukungixosha wena umele ubeza amaplani ukuthi ngilalaphi ngitholaphi ukudla mina ngikhathaza ngifike ngifikile kwakho.
Now once I've arrived, it's up to you now to make a plan. How do I get my food? How do I get accommodated?
Ukuthi wena bewubalile ukuthi ma plate awu 4 la abazodliwa labantu abawu 4 amaqatha awu 4 wena ongezulithola iqatha.
As I've planned, there are 4 plates. There are 4 pieces of meat. Now you're the one that won't receive a piece of meat.
Ngoba wena uphekelene baqatha u 4. Wencishana.
You are the one that only had 4 pieces of meat. You see, you are stingy.
Kuthiwa nompheka ngabala ukuthi nibabili bese uthi sengiphekela nengelosi ke manje. Mangafika ingelosi nje ikuthola.
And that the one who prepares the food, even though you know there are 2 coming, you still prepare for the angel that will be coming, that when they come, there is something.
Ngakho mase befikile abantu sebengaphezulu kwalokho obucabanga, nyakaza wena la ekhaya, hayi ukuzoxosha bona.
When people come, more than what you had planned for or invited, you are the one that must move, not they.
Kule ndaba esifunda ngayo nakho kungimangalisayo ngiyayibuza nami ukuthi amaJuda ayesebenza kanjani wona ayenza kanjani kodwa ngibona ukuthi noma ngabe kwakukhona umthetho noma kwangaba khona okumvimbayo awungeke usamvimba lona wesifazane.
And when I looked at this portion, I'm not sure how the Jews work, how they operate. But if you see this woman, there is nothing that was going to stop her.
Wezwa ukuthi ungakuphi uJesu.
She understood and realized where Jesus was.
Futhi wayesiqonda wayesazi isidingo sakhe.
And she understood and knew her need.
Khumbula lalela izwa ukuthi lona wesifazane wayaziwa emzini wonke edolobheni lonke ngezenzo zakhe nobubi bakhe.
Now let us remember this. She was known across the whole city about the actions, the evil she was busy with.
Nangu nalona umfarisi ozo upha uJesu. Uma ngabe umprophet ngabe azi ukuthi ubani lo wesifazane.
Here we have the Pharisee who is trying to snare the Lord Jesus It says, if he were a prophet, he would have known who this woman is.
Uma beqonda kahle ukuthi ubani lona wesifazane bekumele ngangindlela ngamngenisi wakumngenisa ngoba mubi ubani ongamazi.
If he had understood who this woman was, she was evil, she would not have been allowed in.
Masibuke indlela yakhe kube ngathi akanamamenazi lo wesifazane. Namba abantu bahlezi ngendlela abahlezi ngayo etafuleni labo njengamaJuda bedla basedleni bayanda baphakathi kokudla.
If you look at this woman as if she had no manners, you know how the Jews would recline, and she just came and was there among them.
Wasitshela bamfundisi ukuthi amaJuda ahlala etafuleni elingaphakeme kakhulu mayehlala kube ngathi ahlala kanje inyawo zilaphayana behleli ngale eduze kukhona lo khona lo khona lo lo wesifazane wazoma la eduze kwenyawo kaJesu etafuleni.
Reverend Stegen taught us and showed us the Jews, they would have a table that was very low and they would recline with their feet this way, and that's the way they came around the table. There she came to the Lord Jesus' feet.
Kodwa wayeqonda ukuthi mina nalela mithuba angisakwazi ukumlinda noma uyadla noma akadli, ngiyakhuluma ngoba nginenkinga namhlanje, kumele ukuba inqamuke le nkinga enginayo.
This woman realized and understood she had to take action immediately whether the Lord Jesus was eating or not. She has a problem and she needs to be set free today.
Akalindanga isikhathi eside, wayefuna ukuba namhlanje abe nengxoxo azoyikhuluma eyibeka kuJesu.
She did not wait a long time. She knew today there was a conversation she had to have with Jesus.
Manje ngikuphawulayo kule ndaba, lona kuyena omeme uJesu kube ngathi liyamlahlekela ithuba.
And what I notice here, the one who invited the Lord Jesus, this opportunity was getting lost.
Yini kube ngathi ulahlekelwa ithuba yena na?
And why is it that his opportunity was slipping away?
Yini uJesu kube ngathi unakelo manje kunalo omemile?
Why is the Lord Jesus now taking note of this other one and not the one who he had invited him?
Yini uJesu bengathi ubeka amehla akhe manje kulo oqhamuka esikhaleni kunalo omemile uJesu?
Why is the Lord giving his notice, his attention to this one who has just slipped in other than the one who invited him?
Ngibona impendulo isobala. Lo ulibele unoxhaka wakhe. Lo ulibele ukufaka ama traps akhe, ufuna ukumbamba, ufuna ukumhlola ukuthi ngempela indodana kaNkulunkulu le.
I find this answer is quite easy. Here's the one who's setting the traps, who's setting the snares and wants to really test the Son of God.
Nangu lona onesidingo, nangu lona ofuna ukusizakala, amehlo kaJesu ahlangana nalo. Inhloso yakhe ukuthi nango kumele ukuba sizakale, ngichitha isikhathi naye kunalo ongimemela imbhedo yakhe.
Here's the one who has a need, and the Lord identifies and sees, this is the one I need to give attention to, not this one who is busy with their nonsense.
Sibaningi sifuna ukuza kuJesu, sifuna ukusizakala ey'nkingeni zethu.
We are many who want to come to the Lord Jesus to be helped out of our problems and to be helped by him.
Omunye amazi uJesu kodwa ekumazini kwakhe umbekele uyamcupha nje, ufuna ukubona ukuthi ayasebenza yena amandla akhe. Unento eyiningi, unokusolo okuningi, unokugxeka okuningi. Mhlobo wami, ngeke uze usizakale enkingeni yakho.
The one knows the Lord Jesus, and all they do, They try and see the power of the Lord. They've just put some snares and some traps here to see.
No mesehlezi kwakho. Noma usumdekela itafula. Noma usummemile. Uhlukane nawe ungasithola ngesibusiso.
He has come to your home. You might have prepared a table, laid the table, but you will leave without a blessing.
Ulidekela belihle. Ulindele inkosi. Kodwa inkosi ayiqhamuka izi. Mhlambe iqhamuke nje umane kanekanyana nje. Umbukele phansi. Ungabi nandaba naye. Athu Jesu bengifihlile ngifihle kulo ombukela phansi.
Prepared a table for a king. And yet it's not a king that comes in. Someone whom you have despise, do you see as nothing? And the Lord says, I came in that form to you.
Hayi Nkosi angikubonanga, bengilindele ngcono, bengibheka kukhulu, bengithi kuyoqhamuka inkosi ehlobile njengenkosi, qhamuka nje nje siyabhuyabhana. Athu Jesu bengifihle kuye lowo, lo ngamnakanga, lo nomenzelo kubi, lo ongagezanga nenyawo zakhe, ongamenzelanga lutho.
And you say, oh Lord, I didn't see you. I expected someone high and mighty. And yet, it was one who was in rags, didn't even have something on their feet, and their feet were dirty, and the Lord had hidden themselves in that person.
Ngoba inhliziyo kaSimoni yagcwala ukuthukuthela, wagcwala ukuba enhlizweni, wasola. Yini lena eyenziwa uJesu manje?
Simon's heart was filled with anger. Oh Lord, why? I have invited you. Now you are giving your attention to another and not to me.
Pendulo ka Jesu, Simon, selokhu ngenile la. Akazungeze inyawo. Akazuyisula inyawo zami ngeinwele zakho. Akwazungenzela ukuthi lokhu kungenile lona wesifazana akayeki ukukhala ekhalela izono zakhe akayeki ungeza ngenyembezi zakhe ungisula ngeinwele zakhe.
The Lord Jesus answers Simon and says, Simon, from when I came in, you did not give me water to wash my feet. And all she has done since she has been here, she has been washing my feet with her tears.
Usumenzeleni uJesu wena. Mhlawu memile. Wathola ithuba lokuthi abe kuwe, afike kwakho ngendlela ezahlukeneyo, kodwa ukhala ngamanzi. Awukakamnikeza amanzi. Awukakageza inyawo zakhe. Awukakasuli inyawo zakhe. Ayisaphathwa ke amafutha.
What have you done for the Lord? You have invited him. You have brought him. And yet, there's the matter of water. You have not offered him water to wash his hands and his feet. I'm not even mentioning the ointment.
Jesu uthi indodana yomuntu iswele lapho engabeka khona ikhanda kwabanye kwabethu abaningi. UJesu akanayo indawo la engabeka khona ikhanda. Akanayo indawo empilweni yakho nasenhlizweni yakho. Uswele uyalangazelela. Ngingenze njani ungene empilweni yomntwana kaNkulunkulu na?
The Lord Jesus says the Son of God does not even have a place to put lay down his head. The Lord Jesus would love to lay down his head in your life. But there is no place that you have opened for him.
Kuze kube manje umncishile indawo, akanayo indawo la engabeka khona ikhanda lakhe. Uyizwela egcwele intuli engageziwe inyawo, uyizwela engekho umsula inyawo, engekho umgcoba ngamafutha.
You have not allowed the Lord one place to lay down his head. All your place is just full of dust. There's not even water to wash the feet and no ointment at all.
Kodwa lona wesifazane selokhe engenile endlini yalo lo ommemi mfarisi seyinyembezini ubona izono zakhe ubona ukuhluleka kwakhe ubona amaphutha akhe enhlizweni yakhe.
From the time she entered in, it was just tears flowing. She was convicted of her sin, of her evil, and that is all that she could see.
Yebo, esingakubuka ngaphandle, sibona umuntu ongena mamenas, sibona umuntu ongena nhlonipho, sibona umuntu ongaceli, sibona umuntu ongabuzi, uyafohla. Kodwa lokhu kufohla kwakhe, lokhu kungena kwakhe, kwenza ukuthila enhlizweni kaJesu.
From the outside, all we see is a person without manners who has just barged in and has just taken over. And yet, the Lord Jesus sees the heart that is deeper.
UJesu ubona umuntu omfuna ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke, ebona ukuthi akakwazi ukulahlalela ithuba nokuba achithe isikhathi nalo ofuna usizo ukuze ahambe sizakele.
The Lord Jesus sees the broken heart, the one that desires help. And the Lord Jesus gives that person the attention so that they can leave having been helped.
Mhlobo wami uhlezi la, uyakwazi nokufunayo kuJesu na?
To you, friend, who are seated here, do you know what you require and yearn for from the Lord Jesus?
Mhlobo wami uhlezi la nolalele, uyaqonda yini isidingo somphefumulo wakho na?
Friend who is seated here, who is listening, do you understand the need of your soul?
Uyakwazi ukusilele empilweni yakho na?
Do you know what is lacking in your life?
Wanelisekile yini lempilo oyiphilayo na?
Are you satisfied with the life that you are living?
Wena muntu omusha, wena muntu omdala, iyakwenelisa lempilo oyiphilayo umKristu?
Young and old, the life that you are living as a Christian, are you satisfied?
Nangu lona wesifazane osifundisayo kuyini kusho ukuthini ukuhlangana noJesu.
This woman is teaching us what it is and what it is like to meet up with the Lord Jesus.
Ukhona abantu abaningi abathi sesinikele kuJesu kodwa sikuthola ukuphumula.
Oh, many times people say, I've committed myself to the Lord, but I do not have peace.
Sengayinikela kuJesu kodwa ngikhululekile.
I have given myself to the Lord Jesus, but I haven't been set
free. Omunye usefisa ukuyeka phansi indaba yokukholwa ebona ngathi ayisebenzi.
Wanting to leave the faith, saying it doesn't work.
Izono zimnamathele.
Sins are clinging to you.
Impilo endala kaSathane isahamba naye.
And the old life of Satan still goes with you.
Manje uphelelwa yithemba umdlandla, uyabona ngathi akusebenzi ukholwa.
No hope and energy left in you. You say Christianity doesn't work.
Angikutshela mzalwane wamanga kaSathane lawo.
Let me tell you, brethren, that is lies from Satan.
USathane okuhlebezela indlebeni zakho ube ngathi akusebenzi. Umqamba imanga uSathane. Ujabula kabi mangabe kulesi simo kusona.
Satan, liar, the master liar is whispering in your ears and saying, there's no help in this situation.
Amangahlazi ukuthi mawufika kuJesu awunakukhululeka, awunakusizakala wena.
Oh, what blatant lies, saying that if you come to the Lord Jesus, that you will not be helped. Let us look at the way we come to the Lord Jesus. How do we come? This woman, she was sick and tired of the sin she was living in. She was tired of being known as this person.
Umuntu omubi, umuntu othanda amadoda, umuntu onesimilo sibi, owaziwayo idolobha lonke.
An evil woman who just loved men. Her way of living. She was known across the whole town.
Asazi noma ubadayisa ngomzimba noma ubenza kanjani kodwa ube nesimile sonakeleyo.
We do not know whether she was a prostitute, but what we know is she was immoral.
Wayaziwa yibona bonke abantu.
She was known by all.
Kodwa uzwile ngoJesu osindisayo.
But she heard of the Lord Jesus who saves.
Uthola ithuba lokuthi ake ngiyombona ukuthi ungubani.
An opportunity arose. She could see who he was.
Baningi ababezwa ngoJesu bethi hayi sisafuna ukuyibonela ukuthi ngempela ungumuntu onjani.
Many had heard of the Lord Jesus and took the opportunity. They wanted to see what he was like.
Ukholwa ukuba kumuntu ikhona okumsindisayo.
The faith that is in a person, that is what saves you.
Lona wesifazane emveni kokwenza konke lokho akwenzayo okwakuyizimpawu zokuthi uzimisele kangakanani ahlangane noJesu, uJesu adaloku isimangaliso empilweni yakhe.
This woman, what are the signs that she had truly met with the Lord and what he was to do in her life?
Yabona mawusa hleba mawusa sola kuningi mhlobo wami okuzokulahlekela empilweni yakho emphefumulweni wakho.
If you still gossip, if you still find fault, oh, there is so much that will be lost in your life.
Kodwa lona wayesefika egcineni anginandaba bayangisola bayangishaya bakhuluma konke okubi ngami anginandaba engikufunayo mina ukuthinta kaJesu.
She was not concerned whether the people found fault, whether they mocked her, whatever. All she wanted was to meet the Lord Jesus.
UJesu wambona umfuna ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke.
The Lord Jesus saw the one who was searching for him with all their heart.
Bonakala ngezenzo. Bonakala ngenyembezi. Uyezwa mzalwane, bonakala ngenyembezi.
Was seen through the actions and through the tears. Are we listening?
Khona beza kuJesu beyihlekela. Khona beza kuJesu ingaqhumanga inhliziyo. Khona beza kuJesu bengabona ukuthi kunesidingo ngiyamdinga lo Jesu bayahleka nje. Abezwa lutho ubhlungu ngezono zabo.
There are those who come to the Lord Jesus smiling, even laughing. There is no remorse. There are no tears regarding the sin.
Angimangaliso njalo ayinikele kuJesu avume isono sakhe kusasa usekuso futhi.
And it's not amazing why it is like that. Someone gives themselves to the Lord, but yet tomorrow they're back in the same sin.
Uhlangana noJesu kodwa ayikho inkululeko.
You have met with the Lord Jesus, but there's no freedom.
Uzwa ngabantu ukuthi uJesu uyakhulula, kodwa awukwazi lokho kukhululeka ngakuwe.
You hear from others that the Lord sets free, yet in your life you do not feel that.
Ikuphelelwa amandla, ikuphelelwa ithemba, ngoba kwenzeke lutho kuwe.
That is why you are in at an end. You have no hope because you have don't have that in your life.
Ibalulekile indlela esiza ngayo enkosini yethu Jesu.
It is important the way in which we come to our Lord Jesus.
Bona isono sakho. Mayaphula inhliziyo yakho ngezono zakho. Bona ukuthi uyisoni sokugcina esidinga umusa kuNkulunkulu.
See your sin. See the evil of your sin. May your heart break and you need the Lord Jesus.
Khala ngesono sakho. Phuka inhliziyo ngesono sakho. Siphuka inhliziyo uma siza ngenhliziyo ephukileyo. Akululi ukuthi ubuphindele kuleso sono.
Cry regarding your sin. May your heart be broken. May you see the evil of your sin. If you come in that way, you will not easily go back to that sin.
Umungabonanga ubuhlungu ngesono sakho, hlobo amdlala ngesikhathi, uzosilungisa namhlanje, uphuma nje ubuyela kusona futhi.
If you have not seen the evil of that sin, oh, let's not joke with each other. You will confess today, but tomorrow you will be back in that sin.
Again, lalele nina enhlushwa yipornography.
Now you who are troubled by pornography, listen. Ngoba
baningi abahlushwa yipornography. Baningi abagqilazwe izithombe zabanqulu. Baningi abagqilazwe izithombe abayibuka kuma cellphone abo. Amadoda angalali, engazange ajike ngale agqilazekile. Abakwenza abasakuthandi. Lempilo abayiphila abasayithandi. Kodwa bazi ukuthi bazokwenza kanjani ukuze bahlukane nalo sathane.
There are many who are troubled by pornography. There are men. They cannot go past a day without having passed by that pornography. And you are at the point where you don't even want to do it anymore, but you are in bondage.
Kuxake. Kuxake kakhulu. Uma lesi sono hlupha ngisho obaba sihlupha ngisho amakhehla hawu yanzima indaba amakhehla abhajiwe kulezi thombe zabanqulu abantu abadala obungeke ukulindela nje baboshiwe usathane ngamaqeda ngakhe kulezi zinto ungakayi kuJesu ngenyembezi awuzukubona ukukhululeka kwangempela emphefumulweni wakho.
Oh, how shocking that men, fathers, grandfathers are troubled by this pornography. And oh, if you do not come in tears with a heart that is broken to the Lord, you will not be set free.
Uzofika ekugcineni. Hayi. Nokulungisa indaba angathi angiboni ukuthi kuyasebenza. Nokuvuma izono zami angiboni ukuthi kuyangisiza. Ngoba usuku nosuku ukuthi angibukele nto.
And you are at an end. Oh, it doesn't help to confess my sin. I confess my sin. But each and every day I have to look at this.
Omunye ayangazi ukuthi ngizokwenza njani. Ama drugs angibambile, zingibambile lezi zizohlukana kanjani nalento.
Another says, oh, the drugs, they have me as a slave. How will I get rid of this?
So wami, noma ungahamba uyosilungisa isono mangabe usithanda, udlala ngesikhathi.
My friend, if you go and confess your sin, yes, you still love it. Oh, you're playing around with your tongue.
Uma kukhona uthando luka Satane nezono zakhe noma ngabe uyayivuma udlala ngesikhathi.
If you love Satan and if you still love the evil even though you confess it, oh, you're wasting your time.
Abalulekile fika endaweni lapho senyanya khona isono. Sisibi isono kuzoba likhulu ukubuyela kusona usenyanya.
Oh, get to the point where you are disgusted by your sin. Get to the point where you are disgusted about it.
Umangalisa uJesu mayekhuluma ngalendlela. Athi umuntu ovuma isono abuyele kusona unjengenja. Unjengengulube.
And that is why the Lord Jesus says, the one who returns to their sin is like a dog, is like a pig.
Uyachaza futhi ukuthi ngandlelani inja iyadla ihlanze bisibuyela kubona ubuhlanzo bayo.
And the Lord explains why a dog that vomits and then it goes back and eats its own vomit.
Sewake wabona ubuhlanzo benja?
Have you ever seen the vomit of a dog?
Sewake wabona ukuthi ubuhlanzo benja benyanyeka kangakanani?
How disgusting the vomit of a dog looks like.
Kodwa inji buyela kukho lokho. Inji buyela kukho lokho.
But a dog goes back to it.
Thina Sidalwe ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu.
We are created in God's image.
Bekumele senze izinto njengabantu bawumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu.
And we should do things in the way of the image of our
God. Kodwa buka uSathane indlela adlala ngayo ngabantu. Abantu baphelele ubuntu, kungena ubulwane phakathi kwabo.
But look at the people, how even their mankind is taken away and they do things like animals.
Alinganise ngengulube. Obuyele zonenza kunjengengulube ekhezwayo wayiqhola. Faka ama perfume izobuyela odakeni unjalo othe sesivumile isono sakhe abuyele kusona futhi.
And also likening to a pig, you can wash a pig, put on perfumes and creams. Once it goes back, it will go back to the mud. That's like a person who confesses the sin and goes back.
Buka ke wena ohlushwa izono zakho.
Now you look who are troubled by your sin.
Babuyela kalule izono zakho.
That so easily returns to them.
Awuzange ubhlunge sona. Awuzange umjunju oyilethe enkosini ngokubuyela izono zakho. Uma bekuqonda lokho, bengeke kube lula ukuthi ungabuyela izono zakho.
If you haven't seen the evil of your sin, oh, and the pain that you have brought to the Lord Jesus by going back to your sin.
Lona wesifazane otholelele ithamsanqa otholele inhlanhla wangena kade engafanele engamenywanga wagulukudela uJesu wanaka yena.
And to this woman who arrived uninvited, who took this opportunity, the Lord took notice of her.
Okungumangalisayo kakhulu ngalona wesifazane. UJesu ebona inhliziyo yakhe nesimo sakhe. UJesu eqonda inkinga yakhe.
What amazes me, when the Lord had seen the need of this woman, he did not ask her, what do you need? There are those the Lord asked, what must I do for you, like the blind man? The blind man had to say, Lord, that I may see. And the Lord indeed did his work, and they were able to see.
Kodwa nangu lo owaziwa abantu bonke ukuthi uphila impiloni uza kuJesu uyakhala, uyakhala, uyakhala. Inyembezi! Inyembezi esuka enhlizweni! Iqhumile inhliziyo uyadabuka umuntu ngesono bazalwane bami wako wadabuka ngesono sakho.
Here we find this woman. Everyone knew her, but she came weeping, crying with a broken heart. Oh friend, have you ever come to the Lord with a broken heart?
Inhliziyo edabukile ngesono. Kukhona leyo remorse ngaphakathi kwakho. Oh Nkulunkulu, ngikuzwisa ubuhlungu Jesu. Jesu ubethelwe kwesibili manje ngezono zami. Bangakanani phakathi kwethu uJesu ezwa imjunju ngabo ngenxa yezono zabo ababuyela kuzo.
Oh, when we realize the evil and how we have crucified the Lord once again. Oh, the anguish that we have put him through. Have we realized that?
Hey, mhlobo wami, ngeke kube lula nje ukuthi kalule usenze izono. Ngeke kube kalula nje ukuthi uyengcolisa. Uyicabangela wena, uyifunela kwakho, awunandaba noJesu, awunandaba ukuthi yena uzwani ngezono zakho.
Oh friend, have you ever felt that pain that you have brought the Lord Jesus? Have you ever felt or even had a feeling regarding the evil and the anguish that you bring God through your sin?
Oh, ujese bona inhliziyo yakhe ukuphuka kwakhe ngezono zakhe uthi uthethelelwe izono eziningi.
The Lord Jesus, who saw the cry and the weeping of her heart, said to her, "You have been forgiven many sins."
Akazange acele nokuthi asizakale ezonweni zakhe. UJesu wahamba phambili wathi, "Wena sewuthethelelwe izono eziningi." Ngani na? UJesu ubona ukuphuka kwenhliziyo, ubona ukuyisola kwakhe, ubona inhliziyo ephukileyo. Wasizakala.
Where the Lord Jesus walked ahead and said to her, "You have been forgiven many sins." And why is that? Because the Lord saw the heart that was broken.
Angiboni ukuthi lo wesifazane wake wabuyela ezonweni zakhe. Asizwa futhi. Kodwa ngathi ngalolo suku wathola inkululeko.
We do not hear, and I believe that she never returned back to her sin. She received being set free truly.
Nalokho ayaziwa ngakho kwaba unqamuka kwendaba ukuthi aziwe njengesoni sendawo esaziwayo. Kodwa kwaba olunye usuku kuye labaleli langa kade kuguqubele kumnyama.
And it came to an end that she was known as the sinner of that area. It came to an end and changed that day.
Ukuzwa nje lawo mazwi. Zithethelelwe izono zakho.
To hear those words, "Your sins have been forgiven."
Ungezwana enhlizweni yakho uJesu ekuphendula, izono zakho zithethelelwe.
Oh, what would you feel in your heart with those words from the Lord Jesus? "Your sins have been forgiven."
Zithethelelwa yilo owayifelayo, owafa ngenxa yethu. Athi mangibona inhliziyo yakho, ngibona ukukhala kwakho, izono zakho ayithethelela. Mzalwane wami, wake wawezwa lawo mazwi? Uma ungakazi wezwe, awufisi ukuwezwa na?
"Those sins, your sins forgiven by the one who shed his blood and died for you. Have you ever heard those words being said to you? Your sins are forgiven."
Ngibona ukuthi waye ekhaya, wabuyela endaweni yakhe engomunye endiza ngalokho ayisekuzwe enhlizweni. "Ungisindisile, ungisindisile." Kugcwele intokozo enhlizweni. "Angisaphilela uSathane, angisekho kokwezwe. Ngihlukene nentando yezwe, ngihlukene nezono, ngoba ophila ezonweni thanda kakhulu izwe, thanda kakhulu umhlaba."
I believe that she went home totally free, not ever wanting to go back to sin, and not having the love of the world, the love of sin. That is what causes people to go back to sin.
Lo uyena obememe uJesu, uyena owasala enokudatshukela okukhulu ngoba akatholanga lutho kulokho ayekufuna.
To the one who invited the Lord Jesus, oh, they were to be pitied because they received nothing from that invitation.
Umeme uJesu, umeme kuhle, kodwa kutholwa abanye, ungakutholi wena. Ngoba unemhlinze emibi, unama motives amabi, uzosala ungasizakali, abanye besizakala.
Where you invite the Lord Jesus, you invite, but you do not receive anything gets given to others because your motives are wrong.
Funa ukukhuluma nani insizwa? Ake nize kuJesu ngenhliziyo ehlanzekile, ngenhliziyo ekhalayo. "Nkosi, nansi inhliziyo yami uyayazi. Ungikhulule kula maketanga kaSathane angikhulekile kuze kube manje."
I want to speak to you, young men. You come to the Lord. Come to the Lord in holiness. Come to Him and say, "Lord, this is what I am. This is my life. And these are the chains that are binding me."
Wena ohlushwa inkanuko yenyama, awuze kuJesu ngenhliziyo epheleleyo. Nkosi, qhabula amaketanga kaSathane empilweni yami. Lolu thando lwezwe. AwuNkulunkulu angihlukanise nalo ukuze mfunde ukumthanda uJesu ngenhliziyo yami yonke.
Oh, you who are troubled by the lust of the flesh, come to the Lord. Come to the Lord in completeness. Bring it all to the Lord, all your chains, and say, Lord, this is my life. This is the love that I have.
Ubona zindi intombi, ubona ezimfushane, ubona inemzimba enjani, uhlushwa lokho. Ngoba kusobala ukuthi inhliziyo yakho iboshiwe ngalezi zinto.
There are those that are troubled by the lust of the flesh because their eyes are in bondage. They look up and down, looking at women, whether they are tall, whether they are short, what different shape they are.
UJesu tokholwa yimi akasozoma.
The Lord says to the one who believes in me shall not thirst.
Okholwa uJesu ngenqamuko koma kwamela izinto zezwe.
Who believes in the Lord Jesus, the thirst of the things of this world comes to an end.
Kodwa masehlangene namandla kaNkuluNkulu ulangazelela womela. OkukaNkuluNkulu uthokozela khona ujabulela khona usengowasezulwini naye.
To the one who has met up with the power of our Lord Jesus, their thirst is for righteousness and they are already experiencing heaven.
Nina amantombazana zintombi ake nifunde ukumthanda uJesu ngenhliziyo yenu yonke.
To you girls, to you young ladies, oh, learn to love the Lord Jesus with all your heart.
Awuyeki ingqondo yakho uyehlisa uyenyusa. Awuyeki ingqondo yakho uyehlisa uyenyusa. Ubuka lo ongcono, ubona lo nomuhle. Ubona usubona umshado, usubona kunje mhlobo wami, uyosala omelelo thini, ngeke uthole umshado njengoba ufuna kangaka nje.
Oh, may your heart not go up and down. Oh, is it that one? Oh, is it that one? All your heart desires is marriage. Oh, if that is your desire, you will end up not getting anything.
Namhlanje ukhulunywa ngomthembiso nanani. Usuyibona na ubanjwe lokho. Na usubona wakho umkhwenyana ongekho. Shame.
Today we heard about an engagement. And now you already are imagining yourself with that bride, with that man, and that is just a vision, and you will never receive it.
Kodwa lo wabuyela ekhaya ehleka ejabule utheni uJesu kuye zithethelelwe izono zakho.
This woman went home with joy, smiling. The Lord Jesus, what did he say to her? Your sins are forgiven.
Well,
how long will you remain in your sin? The song that we sing, oh, will you remain in your sin for how long? The Lord Jesus is calling.
UJesu ufuna ukuthi uthethelelwe izono zakho zibe yithethelelwe. Kodwa wena ulibele kuzona, uphukuta emanyaleni akho, uphukuta kuSathane, ulalela yena. Kodwa inhloso kaJesu kuba wena uhambe ekhaya. Izono zakho thethelelwe.
The Lord Jesus has only desires to forgive you your sin, but you are swimming in your own filth with the devil as your ruler. But the Lord Jesus wants you to go home saying, your sins are forgiven.
Abafaris, balibelo kusola nje. Ah, ubani lona othiyena uthethelela izono. Ubani lona othethelela izono ngaphandle. Balibele yilokho. Noma sekhuluma uyena yena, balibele yilokho ababoni.
Oh, the Pharisees are only concerned about, oh, who is this who says they confess sin? But it is the one the true one who owns it that says it.
Bathi munye othethelela izono, munye esimaziyo thina. Nalona akakhuluma okunye. Khuluma ngalo okwazi ukuthethelela umuntu izono zakhe ahambe ngokukhululekile.
Because they said there's only one, and yet it is the one who was there that could forgive and say that your sins are forgiven.
Hlola noma abe uyivuma izono zakho ubuyivuma ngenhliziyo ephukile edabukile ebhlungu ngezono zakho noma uya nje ingakho kungezobona mehluko noma abuyalungisa noma ulungisi ubone kufana ngoba indlela yangayo awuzobhlungu ngesono sakho awubona ihlazo lenzile ngezono zakho awufunde ukuza kuJesu ngendlela okuyiyona ukuze nawe lishonilanga kuthiwe zithethelelwe nezakhi zono.
Oh, search yourself. Yes, you're already confessing your sin. But the way in which you confess your sin, is there remorse? Do you see the evil of your sin? Or do you just come smiling? And that true word that you can leave today knowing that your sins have been forgiven.
Kodwa mina ngingafakaza ngiyakwazi. Kusho ukuthini ukulungisa indaba yakho noNkulunkulu? Kusho ukuthini ukuhlukana noSathane? UJesu letha kuphi esikhundleni salokho bekuyinkathazo empilweni yakho?
And I can testify to it. What it is like to bring your sin to the Lord Jesus and that you can truly be forgiven.
Bekuyithuba lakho nawe ungaphuma ekhaya ekhulumela uJesu izono zakhe iningi zithethelelwe.
Now it is your opportunity. The Lord Jesus has spoken. The sins that are many have been forgiven.
Angazi ukuthi kanjani kuyakho inhliziyo nayo kuyakho impilo.
I don't know what it's like in your heart and in your life.
Sesiyabonga konke sesizwile.
Thank you very much for all we have heard.
Onendlebe uzwile.
He has an ear has heard.
uNkulunkulu sekhulumile nathi ngezwi lakhe.
The Lord has spoken to us through His word and through His servant.
Ngithintwa nje leli lokukhala inyembezi.
I am touched by this point of crying tears.
Ukuthi umibeke icace indaba ukuthi wena umisono sabusa empilweni yakho ngabe wayikhalela yini wabona ububi bakho.
If sin still rules in your life, have you cried? Have you had tears and seen your evil?
Khona abantu abathi ngiyahlupheka isono lokhu sibuya engqondweni.
There are those that say, oh, the sin keeps coming back to my mind.
Awuhlola ukuthi njengoba usuzwile awubalelwa yini ukuthi wena ukhali ngesono sakho.
And search yourself. Are you not amongst those who do not cry about their sin?
Ngelinye ilanga ngathola incwadi e-reception.
There was a day I received a letter from reception.
Hayi lo onginika yona uthi hayi ofu kuyifundela isebenzi lencwadi.
And the one where I got the letter from said, you know, read it to the co-workers.
Hayi ngayinika omunye wayifunda.
I gave it to someone else, they read it.
Wayiqeda.
And finished it.
Ngase ngithatha sengisa kwindawo.
And I took it and I took it to another place.
Bathi hey, le ncwadi bekufanele iqonde ngqo kumfundo stiki.
And after reading the letter said, this letter should have gone straight to Reverend Stegan.
Bathi njengamanje hambise kuye.
Immediately you take it now.
Ngangene ekameleni lakhe ngelikhulu ijubane.
And Baba in haste went to Reverend Stegan's room.
Athi mangifika khona ilalele kahle. Ngathi mangifika khona nje ngathi na incwadi ingivulile. Oh, usaqhuma isililo ngakhala.
And I took that letter. Now listen. And I said, here's the letter. I have opened it and I burst into tears.
Oh, wathi mayifunde futhi wathi khululeka akukho kubi ngikhululeka.
And he says, oh, please, feel free. There is nothing evil that you've done, and I felt free.
Awukunjalo uma ufika uyilahla kumuntu uzothi awungonile ngokuthi athi ha ukhulule uza kube mnandi enhlizweni.
And that is like it when you come with a broken heart and someone says, oh no, feel free. Then you feel free in your heart.
Bengikhuluma la ngolesihlanu nginenkonzo yase abantu abasebenze akhwele ukuthi kuningi abamhlophe abasifundise khona.
On Friday, I had a service together with those from Ekwele. I said there are many things that the white people have helped us with. There were many examples I mentioned, but I will mention two. If you break a saucer, a cup, or a plate, and those many years back, you would get slapped on the cheek. And then you would also have this word, you are a fool, you're like your mother. And when it would be the mother that gives you the name, she says, you're a fool, like your father.
Manje wena ngane kusuhamba ukuthi uhamba ngalo ndlela ukuthi kuze ngibulale isoso ngenxa ukuthi ngisilima noma ngibulale iplate kuze kwenzeke ukuthi ngisilima.
And you as a child go with that. Oh, I broke this cup or this saucer and now I'm a fool because of it.
Kodwa uma sesibona laba bamhlophe mali wili iplate noma yafa inkomishi noma lafa isoso noma yini uzozi umama noma ubaba athi awunxese, sorry, ngoba uyazi ukuthi iphutha lingenzeka nakuyena.
And we saw it from the white people. If you broke a cup or a saucer or a plate, the mother would go, oh, sorry, because they understood it was a mistake and could happen to them as well.
Kodwa ngaleyo mnyaka, bengakavuleki nabamehlo, bengakayiboni leyo ndaba, kodwa bokhala impama, noma ushawa ngendlela oshawa ngayo. Kodwa mase sihlangane nabo abamhlophe safunda into enhle ukuthi hawe ingane noma iwisiplate noma yawisa chithiti yekwa ngcole etafuleni sizothi umama noma baba thi awunxese. Hawe ingane sizakala ukuthi hawe kusho ukuthi ngenze iphuku kube kusho ukuthi lokho ngisike ngwenzile bayangidabukela nami.
And in those days you would either get slapped on the cheek or you'd get hit in a different way. But we learned from the white people, even if you spilt on the table, oh, sorry. Mm. And in that way, we who saw it were also helped. Well, it's time for the meal. You'd have the food there for the adults, there for the children, and you just eat. And when time to sleep, you would just go to sleep. But when the gospel came, before you eat, before you sleep, we learned that you must pray.
Kanti bakuthathela lapha eBhayibhelini ukuthi bameme uJesu.
They took it from the Bible where it was said they invited Jesus.
Bakuthathela lapha eBhayibhelini ukuthi uJesu wahlapha uhlephula isinkwa wabonga.
And we took it from the Bible, the Lord Jesus broke the bread and thanked.
Uma simlalisa lapha ungakabikho lusiza abantu lapha sinobabukhwela uma evula ikhethenisi.
And before Kwasi Zabantu had expanded like this, Baba and Baba Kwela would be there with Reverend Stegen, and where he was sleeping, he would open the window and say, oh, it's the sunshine today.
umalini izulu athi hawu liyani izulu siyambonga uNkulunkulu.
And you'd say, we thank the Lord for that. Open the curtain, oh, it's raining. We thank the Lord for that.
Ingakho umuntu mayekhuluma nami ethi safa imvula safa ilanga ethi mina oh siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi sithola ilanga siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi sithola imvula.
And if someone comes and says, oh, I'm dying of heat, or I'm dying of all this rain, I say, no, I thank the Lord for the heat, and I thank him for the rain.
And
if the Lord Jesus would be here with us, oh, he would be pierced, because he'd say, oh, now it's raining, oh, now it's sunshine, oh, now there's hail, there's snow. But because the Lord is up there, we just say what we want. But Reverend Stegen taught us how to think. Someone overseas who had the work they were doing. I asked him, when you come together in the morning with your workers, do you pray before you start the work?
He
said, no. And that person then asked others that are working here, when you start work, do you pray? And they said, yes, we invite the Lord Jesus to be with us. And he said, I will do it now. And he did it. And just the next day, someone came and said, here are dollars for you. You can expand your work, and then you can pay me back slowly. And that is why it is a secret. If you invite the Lord Jesus, everything you do, do it together with him. There are those people that hear voices, things are being whispered to them. He says, well, if I die now, will they go to heaven? And now that I've confessed my sins, have I been forgiven? And those people need to be prayed for. Because there are voices. Oh, have you confessed now? Are you truly forgiven? If you die, will you go to heaven? Or where will you go? It's just these voices that are constantly speaking to them. As Bab Ngubane said, you ladies, you young ladies, oh, you have in your mind the whole time, is it this man? Is it that man? Maybe that. If you are ruled by wanting to get married, you will never get married.
I imagine
this woman as well, She did not then question, Lord, you say I'm forgiven, am I truly forgiven?
Lo muntu wathi mayivume izono zakhe wathi nginolaka nenkani nginamagqubu nginenzondo ngiyathetha wayishiya kanjalo indaba.
It was the one that confessed his sin, says, I have anger, I tell lies, I am stubborn, and they stopped their matter there.
Lo muntu fanele achaze ukuthi nginankani kanjani nginolaka makwenze njani namagqubu makwenze njani lo muntu ke yilowo ke okhala inyembezi uNkulunkulu.
And that person must say, I am angry when this happens, I have a grudge when this happens, and I'm stubborn when this happens. Now you need to bring that to the light when you come to the Lord.
Impande, yes, all.
You are taking the root of the sin out.
What a mouse vuma ngokubala nje ukuthi nginolaka ngenkani namagqubu nalokhu nalokhu ugawula nje umuthi awumbi impande yeso.
Now, you need to take out the root, because if you just say I'm stubborn, I have anger, I have grudges, you are just cutting off the tree.
Ingakho ke izono lokhu ibuye empilweni yakho uthi usivumile lokhu ibuye. Uyikhela phezulu uyayinqamula bona umuntu uma unqamula uyahluma ngoba awumbanga impande yeso.
And that's why the sin keeps coming back to you. You're just cutting the tree at the top. If you want the tree to come out, you need to take out the roots.
Noma ungathi ulikhiphile izinyo kodwa malinqamukele phakathi uzohlala njalo kubuhlungu. Fanele uthi hayi dokotela linqamukile alikhipha abuye udokotela alikhiphe kodwa mangalikhipha ngezindlo lokhu sihluphekile kubuhlungu kanjalo kumuntu isono mangasikhiphi njengoba sinjalo ngeke wasizakala.
If you take out a tooth and it breaks off and the root still stays inside, you will still have pain. You must go back to the doctor and say, please, the root must come out, and that's what we must do with our sins. Someone says, I have evil thoughts. Now, explain. Say what evil thoughts these are that are troubling you. I get angry. Anger comes when what has happened? I have hatred when what has happened? Now, the words of our Lord Jesus are difficult.
It
says, if your eye hinders you, take it out. Now, if you have a hand that troubles you, makes you sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into heaven without one of your body parts. If your foot makes you to stumble, cut it off. No, it doesn't mean that now you go into your room, you gouge out your eye with a knife, or you take an axe and you cut off your foot. Now explain, say, I have an evil eye. Why have you got an evil eye? What do you do? I have a hand that steals, but what happens? Why do you steal? Or my feet, they take me to the places that are wrong. Explain where you go.
Ingakho kuPaulu ethi ohlale esonweni kuze kuvame umusa na athi cha nakanye.
And that's why Paul says, do we remain in sin so that grace may abound? No, not never.
Now,
You are troubled by pornography, always looking at pictures of naked people. Take that cell phone, get rid of it. If you keep it here, it's like keeping a snake here by you. It's going to bite you at any time.
Uyayizwa futhi inkulumo kaJesu uthi uma ukhube umuntu uma ekhubekisa abanye.
And as the Lord Jesus says to the one that makes others stumble,
uthi thathani itshe lokusile likhulu nilibophe lentanyeni.
You take that cornerstone and you build stone, you put it around their neck and you throw them the depths of the sea. Now, do you hear what the Lord Jesus said at that time? If you are a stumbling block with the way you speak, with the way you act, and what you do, the Lord says, take a big stone and put it around their neck and throw them into the depths of the sea.
So, Swileg in the Sikazega Jan, Stambu Kilazegan, Jewen Loku Buyele Sunin, when's you go to no good, when's you go to no good. Awukhiphanga ulinqamula isandla ulinqamula ingalo ulikhiphiso njengoba linjalo kodwa uma ngabe ungakhiphi isono njengoba sinjalo uzolokhu sibusa nje empilweni yakho.
Maybe you're a slave to sin. You have now heard. You need to take it out as it is. If you do not bring it out with all the roots, it will keep on ruling you.
Now, enkosikazi, uma ufika uthi hawu baba wabantwana, ngiyaxolisa. Uzokubona ukuthi ngempela uyayisola. Nawe ndoda uma uthi mama weyingane ngiyaxolisa, nengane methi ngiyaxolisa ma ukuthi ngenze ukuthi nokuthi. Hawu khona lapho uzobona athi impela ngiyaxolela ngoba ubona ukudabuka, ubona ukukhala kwakho nokuyisola kwakho.
And you as a wife, if you come to your husband and you say, I am sorry for this, and you can see true remorse, and you husband to your wife or your children to the parents, you can see the true remorse, and then they say, you are forgiven.
David
said, I confessed my sin and you forgave me. If you confess your sin, you feel it inwardly that you've been forgiven. What kind of voice is it that speaks to you? You've just confessed your sin and then you come out. Have I been forgiven? Will I go to heaven? Will I go to hell? Now those who have these voices speaking to them, come for prayer. Shall we pray? Our God, we thank you for a clear message. And Lord, may each and everyone ask themselves, when they confess the sin, do they cry that truly I have sinned? The prodigal son said, I will go back home and say, Father, I have sinned.
Ubaba wabona ukukhala kwayo.
And the father saw his remorse.
Ngisho uPhetho wamphika kathathu kodwa lapho ebona khona wabona ukona kwakhe.
Even Peter denied you three times, Lord, but he came to the point where he saw his evil.
Uma sikhalela sivume izono zethu wena ubona inhliziyo zethu ukuthi sidabukile noma idabukile.
Lord, if we come and we confess our sins, you see our hearts. Whether there is remorse or not. Lord, help those who are still enslaved in their sin, that they would end up being set free. Lord, as we part, please be with us.
Amen.
Amen.